Good morning. We continue with our regular study of Nachyomi as we do every single day. Lili Nishmas Abi Mori, Rav Hillel ben Meir, Chil Mechel Arein, and Kabaras Mishkavo, and the late great Rabbi Jerry Acker, Zichrono Livracha. We are in Sefer Yirmiyahu, and we are in Perek, Lam and Vav, and in this incredible 32 Pasuk Perek, Yirmiyahu is going to tell us the famous story of the burning of the scrolls. And here it was in the fourth year, Yoyakim Vahibashana Ravisi, Yoyakim Ben Yoshio Melech Yehuda, Hayadaba Hashemel Yirmiyahu Me'is Hashem Lemor. It was in the fourth year after the death of Yoshio HaMelech. God spoke to Yirmiyahu, and he said to him, Kachacha Megillah Sefer. He says, take this Megillah Sefer, a roll of parchment, which is going to become a Sefer. The Kasavta Les Kod Bar Masher Dibarti Elacha. I want you to write all the words from the beginning of the book until now. Chazal said, no, that's not so. The Eicha Rabba, they tell us that Akoa Dvar Ma'ila is a reference to Megillas Eicha in that regard. And he should go ahead and write that. Al Yisrael, Al Yehuda, Al Kol Gayim, Yom Dibarti Elachim, Yimei Yoshio, V'ad Hayom Hazeh. I want you to write the first, the second, and the fourth prakim of Eicha. Remember, Eicha has five prakim to it. The third parak is the tripart parak, a very long one. We'll get back to that in a minute. Maybe by writing this all out, the people of Yehuda will pay attention to all the things I'm planning to do. So that maybe the people go ahead and they'll do tshuva for the things that I was going to do for them. So Yirmiyahu calls Baruch ben Neriah. Vayikra Yirmiyahu as Baruch ben Neriah. He calls Baruch, and now Yirmiyahu, Barbanel says Yirmiyahu himself wrote all the nevuos with the koach hanevuah, but Megillas Eicha was written only through Ruach HaKodesh, and so therefore it was dictated to Baruch. That's the way Barbanel understands it, and he writes it down from the words that Hashem spoke to Yirmiyahu. Vayitzave Yirmiyahu as Baruch Leimor, so he tells Baruch, and he says, Ani Atzur, he says, I am held up. And Rashi explains that means that he was held up in prison. Since I'm in prison, I can't go into the Beis HaMikdash. It's not sure where he wound up in prison, but it's likely that he was put there by Yehoyakim for being somebody who is not exactly pro-king. Right? So he says to Baruch, I want you to come, and I want you to read the Megillah. I want you to go and read it on a fast day. So the Radak says it's not Yom Tom, it means a day that the people were gathered together. Other Mefarshim are quick to point out that no, there was a Yom Tom when Ashkelon was captured and destroyed. I also want you to read it not only to the people of the Beis HaMikdash, I want you to come to read it to all the people who came to the Beis HaMikdash as part of the fast. Maybe the tchina will come from Hashem, and maybe the people will come back from their terrible nature, because God is pretty, pretty angry. So Baruch ben Neriah does this. So it was in the fifth year of Yehoyakim, in the ninth month, which works out to be Kislev. They called a fast day, and everybody was there. Baruch reads Eicha as the Reyom Yo Beis Hashem Belishkas Gemar Yo Ben Shafan. He reads it in the chamber of Gemar Yo Ben Shafan, who, according to the Abarbanel, citing the Gemara, was a wise man, and he was a scribe. He was a good guy, and he was one who, according to Rabbi Landy, had inherited the position of scribe from his father, was also a good guy. So Yoyakim had enough good people around him, as we'll see. B'chatzer ha'yom Pesach shar Beis Hashem ha'chadash b'asnei ha'am. V'yishma Mechio ben Gemaryo. So Mechio, the son of Gemaryo, Gemaryo wasn't there, but Mechio was there, and he heard the words, right? V'yiri Beis HaMelech ha'lishkas ha'sofer, yinei sham ko ha'sarim yoshim ve'lisham ha'sofer u'dolayo ben Shmayo ve'alnasa ben Achbor u'gemaryo ben Shafam tzikyo ben Chananyo v'chol ha'sarim. There were all these people who were there, right? And Vayagid Lehem Mechio, he's called Rimashe Shema Shamea, Bekro Baruch Basefer Basneam, and so Michio told him all the things that he heard that Baruch said. So what happened? Vayishchu kol asar mal Baruch as Yehudi ben Netanyo ben Shmalyo ben Kushi. They send Yehudi, the son of Netanyo, the son of Shmalyo, the son of Kushi, to Baruch, and they said, Hamigila shakarasa ba Basneam kchena biyad chabaleich. So he says, I want you to go ahead, that scroll, take it and go. Go away from the place. Come to us instead, says Mitzudos David. Right? And so what happens? Vayikach Baruch ben Yeriyahu, asamigil biyadu, vayavolim. So he comes. Vayomelov shave pa, na, ukrana be'azneinu. They said, come here, read it to us. So you know what happened? Vayikra Baruch ba'az name, he read it. Vayikisham, it was called Varim, pachaduish al reyu. All the guys who were sitting around, they heard this terrible stuff. Each one was afraid to tell the king of the incident. Are we supposed to tell this to the king? Maybe he'll hear, says Rashi. Right? How did you say this stuff from his mouth? And let's tell us exactly how it went down. He says, listen, he said to me what to do, and I wrote in ink. They told him, look, go ahead and hide in the prison yard, because the king's going to come looking for you. And Baruch, he says, I want you to go ahead, and you also have to hide. So they come to the chatzir, to the court, and they put the Megillah into the chamber of Elishama. And the Vayigidu Ba'aznei HaMelech has called Advarim, they told him the whole story. So Vayishlach HaMelech has Yehudi, Lakachas HaMegillah. So they told him, the king says, okay, Yehudi, let's hear what's going on. So he goes ahead and he brings the Megillah from the office of Elishama HaSofer. Vayikra Yehudi Ba'aznei HaMelech, Ba'aznei Kol HaSarim, Ha'omdim Me'imai Al HaMelech. So he read it in front of the king and in front of all the big courts. Vayimelech Yoshev Beis HaChoref, B'chodesh HaTshi. It was the winter time. So the king is sitting in the winter room. In other words, the wind didn't penetrate in there, right? So he's in the Beis HaChoref, B'chodesh HaTshi, V'asa'ach L'fanav Mevo'aris, and he certainly has a place where there's fire burning to keep the room warm. B'yikro Yehudi Shalosh D'losos V'arba Yikra, right? So he read three or four psukim, and so the king comes and he tears it B'tara Sofer with the scribe's razor. V'ashleich HaSa'ish Eskol Asher el ha'ach atom ka megillah ala eish asher el ha'ach, and he consumes it in the fire. The pachad of the karwas bigdayim hamelach v'chol avadav hashom is called bar ma'ila. So the king and everybody else, they didn't listen, they didn't do anything at all. Kamel nasim dayob gamayo have giu b'melach lebilt yisro for some megillah v'lo shama aleim. Al nasan dayo and gamayo told the king, don't burn that megillah, and he didn't listen. Instead, what happened? By itavah melach el as Yerachmeel ben HaMelech, so the king tells Yerachmeel, who was Yerachmeel, the king's son? He was either the son of Manasseh or the son of Amon, and so therefore, you know, Yoachim says, okay, I want you to go ahead and do what? Eshmalyo ben Avdiel Kachas as Baruch HaSofer as Yirmiyahu HaNavi Vayistereim Hashem. So he tells him, go capture Baruch and Yirmiyahu, and the king, Kadosh Baruch Hu, hides them. They search where they were hiding, they couldn't find them. Hashem gave him the fascinating cloak of invisibility. So what happens in Pasuk Chasayin? Vayidvar Hashem al Yirmiyo acharei srof ha-melech ha-samagil v'sadvar mesher kasat baruch mipi Yirmiyo le'mor. So Hashem comes to Yirmiyo after this whole story and he tells him as follows, Shuv kach lecha megillah acheros uksov alaz kol advarim harishona mesher ayu al ha-megillah harishona. I want you to take another megillah. I want you to rewrite the thing that was burned. Asher saraf Yoyakim melech Yehuda. You said, you burnt the Megillah saying, why did you write it? And why did you say that the king of Babel is going to come destroy this land? Hashem says, Lachin Koma Hashem al Yoyakim Melech Yehuda, Lo Yabo Yoshev al Kise David, Vinavlazatia Mushlechas Lachori Biom Vlakerch Balayla. He says, listen, I want you to know, Yoyakim, you're not going to have any descendant who's going to sit on the Kisei David. Your corpse is going to be in the heat by day and in the frost at night. That is, you're going to really suffer. You guys are going to suffer your punishments. Alright, and I'm going to have you go and bring all the Yosher Yerushalayim, all the evil that I told them and they didn't listen. He added many, many more. Right? So he rewrote the Megillah and he added. And the Mefarshim point out, what did he add? He added the third parak. So 1, 2, and 4, all together of Aleph Beis once each. In the third parak, which was now added, was three times. So it doubled the size, which was in addition. And we see that this is perhaps how Megillas Eicha came into the structure that it was supposed to be. We'll stop here, but Be'ezus Hashem will continue tomorrow. Everyone have a great day.